We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, and coming up at the noon o'clock hour, I did want to hop into this because Joey Gallo did talk to the G-Bag Nation yesterday. By the way, G-Bag Nation is out in Arizona as they are covering the Rangers, doing a bang-up job out there. I love listening to those guys on my drive home. And then whenever I get home and start working out in the gym, Mike, the first thing I do is turn on the radio.com app and plug in the earbuds, and I'm after it. So get to it, everybody. This is why we Tolo, because you don't want to miss this kind of stuff. But right now, it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy. And we start, Mike, with the most important thing.
Your mom.
Mike.
Got him.
No, Shippy.
Boom.
It wasn't funny all week last week off air.
Look at that burn.
And it's not funny on air either. All right.
Shout out to your mom.
My mom listens every day, by the way.
I know. That's why I'm shouting her out.
She loves this show. Before Mike.
Not a big KMC masterpiece.
Michael Bennett says that he would love to end his career in Seattle, not with the Dallas Cowboys.
It's a bad place to want to go.
Yeah,
right
has
now.
He heard about the corona? Yeah,
does he know there's a virus there?
By the way,
Sean and RJ had, that was how I learned that that area was infested with the coronavirus. Was Sir Mix-a-Lot hopped on with Sean and RJ. If you missed it this morning.
He was on that mic. I was going to switch mics because he's like, I was there in Seattle 5 days ago. So I do take it serious enough that if somebody was in Seattle 5 days ago, I don't want to be where that person was.
But yeah, because you're a one mic mic. Sir Mix-a-Lot came in studio and he was like, I'm from Seattle, man. We're all freaking out up there right now. I was like, whoa, hold on. What's going on in Seattle? So that's where I learned about it all, Mike.
Okay.
He said, I would love to end my career in Seattle. It's not up to you, though. It's up to the team. And he played for Dallas last year. And I don't know. He was good. He was offsides a lot. And that was
frustrating. He's done that his whole career, though. That was something that we knew going in. If you watched his career, he likes being offsides.
What a great bit.
No, it's not. It's not a good bit, Shippy. Yeah. It is one of those things, though, where you're like, dang, did he, A, not like it here enough to want to stick around? Or B, is the Cowboys organization just not a place where you want to end your career if you haven't played there your whole career? And I think that when he got here, he saw that this place lacked a lot. Because obviously he became a leader immediately.
He's like, I signed here yesterday and I'm the one that addresses the team after you guys are terrible.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense.
I haven't even unpacked my suitcase and I'm talking in the locker room.
I'm with Shippy.
That's a good bit, too.
That was the scary thing about last year is he was the person who had to step up. All the people that went through the whole season after that 3-0 start were like, yeah, we're fine. Don't worry about it. Media's making a big deal about us losing. When we win, we're going to be on top of the world again with you guys. So you guys can just, shove it.
Mike, you decide which part of this quote from Michael Bennett is false. My time in Seattle was great because I didn't just grow as a player. I grew as a man, and I grew as an individual. I could never say anything bad about Seattle. I feel like Seattle was such a great part of my life. I'm so thankful for the city, even though they all have coronavirus and everybody's in a lot of trouble.
That's at the end. Okay. You probably added
All right. Yeah.
Well, why do you say it so fast?
One can only know. It's the way that I wanted to say it the way he might have said it. But
it's
you're
like
right.
The terms and conditions that you can never hear.
This guy.
I forget how he left Seattle. Did he leave on good terms?
I think it was more along the lines of they were parting ways with a lot of their defense.
Yeah, and they just didn't want to pay him. It might be just that they didn't want to pay him. They're like, hey, man, we're sorry. You're worth this much, and we're not giving that much out right now.
Yeah, so he went and he goes to the Eagles. I think he was traded to the Eagles, too.
Yeah, okay. He was traded with a 7th-round pick for a 5th-round pick and wide receiver Marcus Johnson, who I've never seen play.
Nobody knows anything about him. Guys, Alvin Kamara is back. Alvin Kamara has tweeted out, he was injured. He tweeted out on one leg at 75%. but we back to 100 with a heart emoji. I don't know. Is that just a heart?
Does that mean he's back with his like 8 girlfriends he has?
No, that's not it. He says
that's an awesome story.
He compiled 161 of the Saints' 265 yards and scored twice in their.
But he scored more than that
in their playoff game. But he said the injury started to take their toll, and now he is back to 100%, and he is ready to rock this thing. Does that put fear in your heart, Mike?
It was surprising last year that he didn't have more of an impact on the Saints. And I will say, I need to know more about this 8 girlfriends. Were they all in New Orleans, or did he have them placed around the country?
Let me look it up so I can refresh my memory.
And
but,
how worried is he about certain girlfriends if they're in coronavirus areas?
Yeah, he might have, you know.
He could be one of the guys that's really exposed to coronavirus right now with 8 girlfriends possibly around the country. But if they're all in an area where there's not coronavirus, then you're okay.
There's so many stories about Alvin Kamara girlfriends. Like, I was not anticipating
this. Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is something I just didn't know about Alvin Kamara?
Dude, this is why he's one of my favorite players.
Maybe that's why he had such a bad season. He was distracted. I mean,
that helps him.
Who can juggle? Not kryptonite. What's the opposite of kryptonite?
That's his superpower.
Wouldn't it be distracting, though, if you had 8 girlfriends, but all 8 thought they were just the one girlfriend? That would be very tough.
I think they all knew.
Okay. They all know and they're all okay, then it makes it a little bit easier. But if you're trying to hide 7 relationships from this one girl, and then you're having to do that with every girl, that would be really distracting and stressful.
I don't know how people do that. I can't talk to one girl and like keep my attention span. Some of these dudes are talking to like 4 like they're their girlfriend.
You're just like,
and that's where you get in trouble.
What flavor
that's when
do
they
I
get
want
mad.
Today? What flavor? All right, guys, here's the big story of the day, though.
Your mom?
Nope. Damn it, Mike.
Twice in one segment.
It's not
boom.
Okay. It's not okay. All right.
Because
you're going to get into that vibe, and she's going to be upset, and I'm going to have to bring that to you.
I think she likes being shouted out.
Oh, my God. Rob Gronkowski, it's being announced, and you can see this on 1053thefan.com, that he is close to signing a deal with the WWE. Mm. So instead of saying, you know what, I want to go play in the NFL, and I want to end my career with some of the greatest stats in tight end history, I would rather go to the WWE. And it's not confirmed whether he's going to do like a behind the scenes thing or if he's going to be out in front trying to do that. But that's a big time get.
What do you mean behind the scenes?
So would he be one of the guys that's announcing behind the curtain like Troy Hughes had to do? Would he be a guy that's an announcer on the TV, you know, that's doing the announcing stuff? Or would he be actually in the ring?
I assume my assumption was when this was happening is that he's going to be in the ring because I don't care too much about the WWE. I get it. It's entertainment for a lot of people. But if Gronk's wrestling on Monday Night Nitro Raw, then I'm in.
Really? Are you serious?
I want to watch that one. I want to see how he looks doing all those wrestling moves. And I know he's been in the ring before, right? He did he lined up like a tight end and kind of speared a guy. I don't know who he did it to, but
Kevin would know.
Yeah. But I'll be like, yeah, if a year from now Gronk is making his debut in the WWE, I don't know if I can get through all 2 to 5 hours of the show, but I will want to watch him do what he has to do.
That's wild. My brother-in-law texted me the other night, and he was watching wrestling. And he was like, I haven't watched this in a long time. These guys are far more athletic than I remember them being whenever I was watching back in the day. He was like, no wonder this soap opera stayed as big of a deal as it has, because they're athletic, and Gronk's an athlete, right? So you expect, I want to see that dude do athletic things.
I wonder if Gronk could bring somebody like me, who loved wrestling as a kid, who then liked it again when, you know, it was Hulk Hogan turning to NWO and the bad side, and that wasn't WWE, right? That was whatever the other one was called.
Yeah, with Ice Cube.
Yeah.
NWA.
Yeah. Yes, that's, yep. Yeah.
Hey, WCW.
He took over for Eazy-E. So Hulk Hogan came aboard to.
Oh, my gosh. All right, guys. For the last 3 seasons, overtime in the NFL regular season has lasted a maximum of 10 minutes. That could change this year.
100 minutes.
The NFL owners
an extra 0.
Are considering at the upcoming league meeting a rule change that would make overtime 15 minutes again. The shorter overtime has led to complaints that it simply doesn't give teams enough time if the team that receives the overtime kickoff has a long drive to start overtime, but it doesn't score a touchdown to win the game has pretty much essentially it's over there. So they're saying, hey, look, we need more time. And hey, why wouldn't you want more time, right? Like, you're the NFL. Let's sell more ad revenue. Let's get more of that going. So do you want to see 15 minutes, and do you want to see them take the kickoff from the XFL? Have you seen that yet, the way that they do the lineup for the kickoff?
I haven't.
They are proposing potentially doing that as well. Basically, you can't take off running until the guy kicks the ball, or until the guy catches the ball. And the entire group stands in a line at like 5 yards away from each other and doesn't do a thing until they get going.
All right.
That's safe for safety purposes. You're okay with that? Would you rather baseball not have walls so that nobody would get
no,
hurt?
No, have you ever played a little league game with no walls?
Yeah,
it takes forever to go get the baseball.
It does take a long time.
Hey, update right, on Alvin Kamara real quick. Here's a tweet I found of him. He said, you know, I'm playing. I don't even steal girlfriends. I borrow them, though. And only if they not my partner's girlfriends. Hashtag G-code. Oh, yeah, he's out there.
All right.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.